Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Derek Daniels as my special expert guest. Derek Daniels is the president and owner of Derek Daniels Productions and Entertainment Company. With over 30 years' experience in the entertainment industry and 18 years of world travel, Derek Daniels is an entrepreneur and a versatile performer. Derek is a producer, director, choreographer, singer-songwriter, recording artist, dance instructor, and photographer who always brings a distinctive style, vision, and movement to every show, event, and project that he creates and is a part of. For the past 11 years, Derek Daniels has been managing Derek Daniels Productions, as well as two ongoing Polynesian revues in Waikiki, Voyage Through Polynesia at the International Marketplace, and Islands of Aloha at the Waikiki Town Center under the direction of the Queen Emma Foundation. Derek's many professional credits include national tours of Broadway shows, including the Broadway musical Cats, the television series Fame, Radio City Music Hall, choreographer and backup vocalist for Grace Jones for 8 years, Salt and Peppa, the Pet Shop Boys, Euro Disney, the French Dinner Cabaret, Le Paradis, and numerous commercials, conventions, music videos, dance concerts, and fashion shows. Good morning, Derek. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, and aloha, Mr. Corey. It's very nice to be part of this.
Aloha. Derek, we had a fantastic connection in Honolulu for the brief time we were there, and it's just a real pleasure and an honor to know you. But what we like to know is maybe you can tell us something about yourself, where you were born and raised, and what connection that you have with sports and athletics when you were growing up.
Well, I was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I attended Castle High School, which is a very predominant musical theater school, which I was involved in at an early age. I also got involved with hula and the Polynesian dance while growing up. As for athletic activities, being in Hawaii, I was always an outdoorsy person and working out and loved the ocean and swimming and many sports, including volleyball and basketball and football, tennis. So those are the things that pretty much got me going, started, and also snorkeling. I love snorkeling.
Now, Derek Daniels Productions is Hawaii's premier entertainment source. Now, tell us how your business came to be and what things happened in your life that led you to actually creating your own production company.
11 years ago, when I was living in New York City, I had unfortunate news that my dad was ill, and I came back to Honolulu to help my family, my mom and my family, out with my father's illness. He then passed away at that time, like 2-3 months later. I decided at that time to stay in Hawaii to do Hawaii professionally. And at that point, I began to choreograph upcoming events, dinner cabarets, dinner cruises here in Hawaii, which led to the structure of Derek Daniels Productions, including the Hula Polynesian shows at the International Marketplace. That's how my business started. Then I just excelled on, and it grew into more into the community theaters here with the musical theaters and the convention work, the fashion shows, the beauty pageants. So I pretty much have my hand in Derek Daniels Productions in all types of entertainment fields here in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you do a spectacular job. I'm in awe every time I see you up on stage, Derek, because you got the moves and you look so good and you really give a great show. You really, really put out. Now, we met at the 24-Hour Fitness, and I remember the eye contact, and I think you said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Who are you?" And we just had a great connection.
Exactly.
And you love the weight training, as so do I. So what is it about weights and working out that you like? Why do you do that?
It makes me feel, it actually gives me a boost of energy. When I'm working out, I feel more energized. I feel more self-secured because I perform in front of audiences, 7 shows a week, 5 nights a week. I feel that it's my, not only my passion, but my responsibility to look as good as I can physically to the people, as well as mentally in my brain and emotionally in my heart. So it's always been health, fitness, eating right has always been a great part of my life.
Now, would you say that a lot of your colleagues or contemporaries, the dancers, are they into the weight training and the fitness groove as much as you are?
I don't think so, not as much as I am. I think I kind of excel just a little higher than everybody else due to my business and my personal satisfaction.
Right. You know, you got a great body, you know, and you have an amazing physique. And I'll just mention the fact that you're 47 and, you know, you look 20 years younger. Just, you got the shape and the muscularity and you're nice and lean. And I know that you work at that very, very hard and you're motivated to do that. So if you had to tell somebody, Derek, what's your secret? How is it that you have this appearance and this great look and you've got all this energy? What's your secret?
I think for me, it's more of the passion of life that I have, and I enjoy doing exactly what I'm doing with my life, with the entertainment, the choreography, the direction, as well as I love to eat right. When I eat right, I feel my body is doing the right thing. It gives a lot of more energy. The endurance is there. And as for the anti-aging, I think it's more genes with my family, as my mom, my sister, my brother, we all look very young for our ages. But I do moisturize a lot, and I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's absolutely important. As a matter of fact, when we first moved to Hawaii, we sort of underestimated the impact of the environment and temperature, and right away your performance is affected by not consuming enough water. So I know that's
exactly
a very important factor in your life. So now when you're on the road traveling, as you've traveled in the past, you've traveled all over the world.
Yes, I have.
Is it difficult to stay well, to stay on track?
Well, you know, what I do is when I do travel for special occasions, maybe as a guest instructor or a guest director, choreographer, I would always look into getting into the gyms there and keeping myself in the gym even while I'm traveling. I also look into extra curriculum as of being a guest instructor. So even while I'm on vacation or I work vacation, I usually find myself in the gym and doing guest choreography during the day or teaching, as well as why I'm there for being there for that reason of that job.
Right. Now, you've traveled all over the world. Do you have any stories or any special experiences that you'd like to share? Maybe a particular place or an experience that happened to you in some distant part of the world?
Well, I've been to many metropolitan cities, especially the entertainment cities, including New York City, Paris, London, Italy, Tokyo, Australia, and Canada. I have many, many types of stories, but nothing necessarily to share. But I've just been very fortunate to meet great people, travel the world, and I think of my world travel, the most important thing which I've gathered from that is understanding people of the world and cultures and learning the language. Because I do speak fluent French, Japanese, and I do speak a little German.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Isn't it great to connect with people all
Absolutely.
Over the world in a spirit of
Absolutely.
Friendliness? And, well, that's what the aloha spirit is all about. Why
Exactly.
do you talk about that? What does aloha mean? What is that whole thing all about in Hawaii, that people, when we go there, we feel it, we see it, but we hear about it? And what is that all about?
In the nutshell, I would say that the aloha spirit would be the hospitality, the kindness, the sharing, the making an effort to help people, to talk to people, to just be humanly, morally nice to people as what how you would want them to treat you. In Hawaii, I really do find, especially as I've been around the world, in Hawaii, the people here are very, very hospitable. They're very easygoing, low-key, and they would actually walk you to your destination if you have to find someplace that you're looking for.
For someone who's never been to Hawaii, would you recommend they come to Oahu or go to some of the other islands?
Absolutely. I would think coming to Honolulu would be a great place to visit due to having the city life as well as being able to get away from the city life. But I do highly recommend them visiting the other islands of Hawaii, as its beauty and its nature is just astounding. And the people there are just beautiful as well.
What are some of your favorite areas on the island? You're on Oahu. Some of the getaways that, as a local, that you like to take friends who visit you to, like an outdoor activity, for example.
Right. Well, I love to body surf myself. And one of my favorite body surfing beaches is at Makapu'u on the east side of Honolulu of Oahu, as well as I love the Waimanalo Kailua beaches. One of my favorite places here on Oahu is the North Shore at Hale'iwa side. The beaches are beautiful and very unpopulated. I guess those are my favorite beaches and places that I like to take friends. I would always make it an effort to take my friends to those beaches if and when they're visiting Honolulu.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I, and Tracy and a friend, we had a great hike experience. Remember that we went to the Manoa Falls and then went up the mountain?
That was beautiful. Such a lush hike that goes up to a waterfall, and you can jump in the water, and it's just beautiful.
Absolutely. Now, one of my favorite experiences on this recent trip to Honolulu was meeting you and going to your hula shows, the Polynesian dance shows that you produce, and they're just awesome. I just love the music, and I love the hula itself, but you know, I know that you know quite a bit about it, but maybe you could tell us, share with the listeners something about the hula.
I was raised up doing dance, and hula came into my life at an early age. As you learn hula, you learn the history of Hawaii, the history of dance, and the language of Hawaii. And the hula, a lot of people don't know that the Hawaiian language was not written down by the Hawaiian people, so they didn't have a dictionary of language or words then. So they used the hula to tell its stories from the past, present, and future. So hula has been a storytelling type of dance, similar to like the Indians or the Japanese people. So the hula today is one of Hawaii's only very old history thing, part of old Hawaii that we still have today. The language is spoken amongst some people here in Hawaii, and the history and the culture is absolutely experienced and dealt with. However, the hula is the only ancient thing that we have of today, which I'm very, very proud of.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, dancing is an integral part of your life. You're much more than a dancer, but certainly dance is important. What is it about dance, the concept of dance, that really attracts you to it?
I think the internal emotional part of expressing yourself through dance. I think for me, dance became a natural ability, a natural talent that I just had in my heart and my soul, as well as understanding and enjoying music. I just love all types of cultural, ethnic music, which I feel and I want to express the choreography to. I think that's why I got into dance, because of self-expression of music.
Now, you participated with us at Camp Hawaii, and you led a stretch class, and we were very thankful to have someone of your caliber there. And you have a certain style and technique. I've learned stretch methods from martial artists and from different dancers and, of course, in track and field. And all of these stretches combined are what make it so exciting, because there's always something new. And I learned some new movements from you. What are some of the principles that you think are important when it comes to stretching for athletes?
Absolutely. Breathing is very important. a nice, good warm-up is important. Understanding the muscles in the body is very important. When you understand and know the muscles that's in your body that's making you do what you have to do, you would know how to work it or stretch it out, warm it up the right way. So understanding the body is very, very important. And taking your time and not overstretching, not over-exuterating your muscles, because you can harm yourself. So just the nice breathing techniques is important, and understanding what muscle types you're working with to stretch out.
Very nice. Now, we both know that Tracy is a great cook, because you and I enjoyed her cooking together.
Love her cooking.
And, yeah, so do I. It's just wonderful to have someone like that around. I know that nutrition is very important to you. You've already touched on it. But how important is nutrition to you, really?
Eating healthy is very important to me. And coming back to Tracy's homemade cooking has just been a blessing to me, because I live alone here in Honolulu in my condo. And I'm not much of a cook, as I come home late at night and the last thing I want to do is dirty the kitchen up and get all those dishes going. So I do eat out a lot. But enjoying Tracy's cooking was beautiful to have. And I love to eat well. I love fish, and I love my vegetables, and I do love beef and chicken and things. And, yeah, I guess nutrition and eating right is very, very important to me.
What are some of the natural foods locally in Hawaii that, if we go there, we can consume?
First of all, the fruits in Hawaii is just exquisite. You can pick them off the trees and eat them very, very naturally, including the papaya, pineapples, and we have mountain apples here in Hawaii, as well as bananas. We have our own type of bananas here in Hawaii. So fruit in Hawaii is really, really special, as well as our fish. Hawaii gives a lot of fish, and Hawaii, being a Asian-oriented place, you have a lot of raw fish, which is high in protein, as well as like great sushi, great chicken dishes, great beef dishes. So Hawaii has an array of great foods to choose from, and it can be very, very healthy.
What are some of the Hawaiian names for some of the local fish that you know?
We have ahi, we have poke, we have mahi-mahi. Those are some that I know right off my head.
How about ono?
And ono is another one, yes. And a piopio is another type of fish that we have. It's like a red snapper type of fish, amongst others, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's absolutely wonderful. Well, and what about shakes? I know that you like your protein shakes, and do you take dietary supplements?
I love my protein shakes, and I do drink like maybe like 4 to 5 shakes per day. As for dietary supplements, I do take a multivitamin dietary supplement as well as vitamin C.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you live in paradise. Just breathing the air and being around positive-minded people is such a big factor. And you mentioned, you talked about passion, being passionate about what you do. That's so important. Now,
exactly.
When you look at some of the people around you, can see they're losing their shape and they're either becoming obese or they've got serious disease states or conditions. How does this make you feel? Does it make you feel depressed, or does it make you more motivated to work harder to stay well?
I've always been a teacher at heart. I think that's why I do what I do, as I'm passionate by my choreography, my directing. I feel like I want to get involved and try to help people. I've actually thought of creating name cards, business cards, with some kind of a health advisement that I could give these people. I feel that when I see people like this, I like to help them, because I think they're just not focused enough. They're not around the right people that encourage them to do what they could do to make themselves better, as well as maybe their job. They're not happy with their job. I'm not sure about their personal side of their health. However, the physical side, what I can see, I just want to help them. I feel like I want to help them as much as I could.
Have you experienced this where you have maybe someone in your family that you love and care for so much, and you know that if they trained or changed their diet that they would experience tremendous improvement or the suffering could come to an end, but for whatever reason they don't want to hear your advice, or you've tried to give them the advice and it just kind of pushes them away. What is your advice when a person's in that kind of situation?
I've actually been in that situation. One of my cousins, who's now going through a diabetic issue, as well as my sister, she was overweight at one time. Being who I am and what I do and where I've been, I've always been the advice giver. And I hope, and I always try to give advice to people in a respectful way, in a helpful way, in a positive energy way, and hopefully that they receive it while I'm wanting to help them. If they do not accept my help and they think, oh, you think you know it all and I don't want to hear you, I would really back off and kind of let them just do what they want to do. Apparently, they don't want to change their lifestyle, and I'm not there to try to change their lifestyle, but to help them if they want to change their lifestyle, and to let them know that I will always be there when they do want to make a difference in their life.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You've really helped us to understand what the true Aloha spirit is, Derek.
Yes.
Now, tell us about your website. Tell us what the address is and what we can find at your website.
Well, you can find my website at www.derekdanielsproductions.com. My company has been very active here in Hawaii as well as the world in providing all styles of shows and choreography and direction. It's a very colorful and energetic website with lots of pictures and video and information that I find that hopefully the listeners will go to and enjoy it and can see all my experience that I've had around the world.
Right, and I know that if someone's listening and they own a company or they want to bring you out for a special hula presentation, you're also available for that, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've been and I'm still traveling the world as a guest director, choreographer, dance instructor, also a costume designer for many companies in Japan, in Canada, in Australia. So, yes, if any listeners find that my talents are being able to use for their upcoming event or shows, please, you can go to, again, DerekDanielsProductions.com and go to contact, and they can contact me via email or directly with a phone call.
That's lovely. Thanks very much, Derek.
Our
time
is
gone. It's been a wonderful interview, Derek.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I wonder if you might impart to us a special Aloha message from the island, something that we can take home and consider and apply for the rest of our day or week.
Live life in Aloha as Aloha is everywhere in life.
Derek Daniels is the president and owner of Derek Daniels Productions and Entertainment Company. He's a producer and a director and a choreographer and a man that's very passionate about his life and a loving soul, a very kind individual. Derek, we thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for the opportunity.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent your lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow my lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.